Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, February 15th, and you're listening to the Big Call. I hope everyone had a wonderful Valentine's Day yesterday. I know I had a wonderful time. On Tuesday night, and my absence, I was able to attend a Steely Dan Eagles concert in Tulsa, and it was a great concert. I really enjoyed it, and that's why I was not here Tuesday night. So I know that Bob and Sue did a beautiful job Tuesday night because I listened to the replay number, which is the first time I've listened to the replay of my call in 12, 13 years now. But I was able to navigate that and listen to the whole thing without interruption. I enjoyed that. It was fun. Fun for me to hear Bob and Sue. And Sue just did a beautiful job with every part of it, the intel. And, here we are. I'm back again. I didn't think I was going to be missed. I didn't think we were going to have a call Tuesday night because I thought this thing was right here. And it is. It's right here, but we don't have it yet. So I'll get into that in the Intel segment. But thank you guys so much, Bob. Thank you, Sue, so much for everything that you said. It was highly complimentary, and I appreciate that very much. So let's do this. Let's go ahead like we do every call and pray the call in, and then we'll go into Sue's teaching. But I can't wait to hear that and comment on that since I missed that, of course, on Tuesday night. So let's go ahead and pray the call in now. Lord God, we just thank you for everything that you're doing for us now by keeping us hydrated, by keeping us financially provided for, keeping us healthy. Everything that we're doing in our plan A, thank you for keeping that going until plan B for blessing comes in. We appreciate all that you have given us. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives and what you will do in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And by the way, welcome everybody out there in Big Call Universe. And thank you to the SAT team for getting the signal out to as many as, 198 countries we had on like a week ago. I don't know where we were the last couple calls, but they're getting the word out there, getting the call out, and I really appreciate that. So, Sue, I know what you said I was going to say on Tuesday night, so let's see if I can not say it.
That's good, good. A little freshening up never hurts, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Novelty. Pneumonosis and neurogenesis, right?
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's do this, Sue. We love, Bob and I both, and I'm sure everybody in Big Call Universe, especially the pod, enjoys.
They're making noise right now. They're all going,
Yeah, they're squealing, right? They're squealing.
They're circling.
They're the potosphere. Mm-hmm. Yep. Potosphere. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, you could have a whole language built around the pod. That's true. Yeah. Well, the teaching that you've done for us, Sue, and even Tuesday night's teaching, which I did listen to yesterday on the replay, was really good. I enjoyed it. So I'm excited to see what you've curated and created for us tonight.
Oh, thank you, Bruce. That was very kind. You know, it's fun for me to write these with the idea of adding a little creativity, but keeping close to Christ. And
yes.
I really appreciated writing this one. And I dedicate it to ETM, and that's everything that matters. And here we go. Noise versus wisdom and truth. You get to choose. As we stand at the doorway of becoming humanitarians, the world demands our constant engagement in business and helping other activities, text messages, phone calls, and a relentless barrage of noise. In the words of Daniel Kahneman, a decision scientist, noise is the enemy of decision-making, highlighting the formidable challenge we face in making choices amid this cacophony. That means noise. Simultaneously, Jesus in John 8:32 calls us to seek truth and embrace quiet, guiding us to align our decisions with wisdom and joy. In the face of what can often seem like overwhelming noise, consider a purposeful noise detox to regain control over your decision making. Number one, take a digital sabbatical. Designate specific time periods for a break from digital devices. That's my Saturday. Two, mindful consumption. Filter and limit the content you consume, focusing on quality over quantity. Three, quiet reflection. Dedicate moments for silent reflection, allowing your mind to reset. And four, nature connection. Spend time outdoors away from the constant hum of technology. Ask yourself, how can intentional noise reduction create space for spiritual reflection and wisdom, especially as we embark on our journey as humanitarians? As Daniel Kahneman, the decision scientist, points out and warns, the detrimental impact of noise on decision-making and what Jesus encouraged us to seek truth in quiet, we're reminded of the need for clarity and consistency in our choices. Contemplating this, consider a journey towards this noise reduction, taking inspiration from Jesus' example in Mark 1:35, finding solitary places for prayer. Explore noise reduction approaches. Number one, a minimalist lifestyle. Simplify your possessions and commitments for a quieter existence. Two, silence retreats. Engage in periodic retreats focused on silence and self-reflection. Saturday. Those that know Sue know Saturday is that. Selective social media use. Choose intentional and positive interactions over mindless scrolling. Ask yourself, how can lifestyle choices that may be open to you once this blessing occurs intentionally align with a quieter, purposeful, more beautiful existence, particularly as we step into our roles as humanitarians? In conclusion, let's consider and navigate the digital age consciously, heeding Jesus' insights and Daniel Kahneman's insights on noise, Jesus' teachings on truth and quiet. Explore novel strategies for a quieter, more joyful, purposeful life, paving the way for a profound connection with wisdom and well-being as we embark on our new journey as humanitarians. That's our teaching for tonight. Noise, so we reinforce it. Wisdom and joy versus noise.
I like that, Sue. Thank you very much for that teaching. You know, it's, you know, the fact that we have the option, most of us have an option, to be in peace and quiet and not be in cacophony and noise, but just to sometimes get away, and sometimes it has to be outside. Sometimes it's not in the house. I don't have a noise issue in the house here, and I don't have a noise issue much when I go outside. Occasionally, you'll have an occasional dog barking or something like that, but otherwise, it tends to be quiet. And what's really interesting to me is, in the morning, I don't use an alarm to wake up. If I have to get up early, I ask the Holy Spirit to wake me up at a certain time, and it's usually pretty much right on the money when that happens. But I hear these birds chirping, singing. Sometimes the birds wake me up. They just start doing that, and I just go, great. Sometimes one of the kitty cats will wake me up. But it's, you know, it's nice to be able to reflect and to, you know, decision-making, yeah. Whether you're making decisions or not, just having the peace of Christ, you know, that so-called peace that passes all understanding, to have that and to enjoy the quiet, whether it's outside on the deck with a cup of coffee in the morning, you know, or whether it's just, you know, just listening to something soft, you know, that's really beautiful and enjoyable. And I think that's what we need to make sure we do a lot of. And those of you out there in Big Call Universe that are in the city, if you're in the city and you're, you know, sometimes people in Chicago, you know, you're bothered by the sound of the L, and I think at some point you never even hear it. And it's true probably people that are long trains and different types of constant noise, you know, you get used to it. And then all of a sudden, if you get in a real quiet environment, you can't even sleep because you're not used to something without that continuous noise. Mm. But it's nice if you are in the city and you can get out of that environment and hear God speak to you in a still, small voice of the Holy Spirit and be able to just listen to God. You know, prayer is a two-way street. You know, it's speaking to God, conversing, having a conversation, making your requests known to God, that kind of thing. But it's also receiving from God. It's receiving and hearing, you know. It's hearing from God, too. We got to remember that. It's not just us asking for things. I think God rolls his eyes when we just continually ask for the same thing. And he probably goes, all right, Achadi, I hide it. I hide it the first time. Oy. Just kidding. But, you know, we need to be quiet so that we can hear God speak to us. And nature, being outside in nature, listening to those birds and listening to the wind gently blow through the leaves of the trees, I mean, that's really, and listening to the waves coming in and gently crashing on the beach. These are sounds that we really enjoy. That's where we can just breathe along with those sounds and really enjoy it. So that's what I got out of your teaching tonight, Sue. I really enjoyed it, and thank you for taking the time to create that for us.
You're welcome, Bruce.
Bob, I know you're a peaceful guy. You like to live in peace and go about your daily business without a lot of cacophony from anything. What did you think of Sue's teaching tonight?
It was really great. I was really lost in the teaching and lost in your comments. And just,
thank you, Bob.
My mind was just in this place of calm and quiet, just soaking it all in. It was really great. I was thinking about, tomorrow when I'm going to get my very first neural biofeedback treatment.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, fun, Bob. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Part of what they're going to help me work on is a reduction in beta, and my right frontal cortex, which is indicative of not being in a peaceful state. So in general, I have lots of beta in my right frontal cortex. And so what it means is your mind is always going, not necessarily racing like you have high anxiety, but it's way outside the norm of the amount of beta in an average brain. And so that's one of the tasks I'm going to be working on is narrowing the line that shows up, you know, in the computer screen, which is the beta line. In my case, it's splayed beta, which is going to get narrower with the intervention. And so I started thinking, because I'm looking at my inner balance device as we are talking about peacefulness, I was thinking, I'm going to ask the neurobiofeedback technician if anyone's ever used an inner balance device while they're doing the neurobiofeedback, and if they think that might make the therapy even better.
That's cool, Bob.
So I was thinking about that. And then I was thinking about the part about reflection. And so I started thinking, okay, reflection is good as long as it doesn't turn into rumination, and as long as we get to choose what we're going to reflect on.
Right.
And then later Sue was talking about focusing on the positive, and it's like that's a really just basic good spot to start. You're going to reflect reflect on things that have happened or are happening now that are the good things. And then I really like the part about clarity and consistency. And a really wise life coach and business advisor was giving a talk one time, and he said something that really stuck in my mind, and he said, consistency equals credibility. And I was like, okay, well, maybe, but what are you consistent about? And I was thinking about other parts of the teaching of how Christ was, you know, very, very calm and very aware, very purposeful, very clear about what he wanted to communicate, what he wanted to transmit. And he was always consistent with that. And so what better way than to get into that state and be consistent that way? And so I said, okay, so how am I going to do that? So while Sue was finishing, I just put my hands together and I said, okay, maybe it would start with a prayer, and imagine that you can see the face of Jesus, and imagine that you can feel his hand touching the top of your head. And then imagine yourself, or actually listen very carefully to the message that he wants to say to you. And so his message to me was, I got two things right when you stop speaking, Sue, and then it kind of came out of the trance. And the first two were, the only two were, worry not and pray for love and compassion. And the clarity was, pray for yourself to always be loving and compassionate. And then that's when it kind of stopped, and when I started listening to Bruce.
Wow. That's powerful, Bob.
It was a very good message that you got from God, the idea of, you know, praying with love and compassion. Pray for love and compassion, because those are great qualities that we need to exude and live. You know, when we come from love and we We live love and we give love, and then we come from compassion and we have compassion on those around us. Those are two great qualities, Bob. I love that. It's really good. Sue comes from love and compassion. I hear that in her a lot. I hear that in who you are, Sue. Sue, did you put this teaching together? Was there anything in it specifically that spoke to you?
Well, this trilogy dialogue is really speaking to me, because it's the basis of a lot of what I've spent 31 years, February 14th, doing.
Yesterday.
That's yesterday. God, it's hard to believe. What I'm really fascinated by is, Bob, I want to make sure I bring this out. Bob going to a quieter, deeper state of mind, which is where you learn to regulate your breathing, which was the, you know, topic of Tuesday. You calm your nervous system. We were imaging Christ and how he was in that state. State controls mind, right? State controls mind. And that Bob is demonstrating the responsibility to learn about things like how to manage his brain waves, how to manage how his habitual or conditioned way of approaching life is coming out as his life, and he's taking, my favorite word, self-directed neuroplasticity. He's going to learn by going to this brainwave session how to regulate and recondition and re-upgrade the quality of literally how reality moves through his mind. And when I was writing this teaching, I like, and I'm going to get to you in a minute, Bruce, I liked how you talked about consistency. And for those that are just into exploring meditation and the training of the mind, there's a man by the name of Dawson Church, and he wrote a book on bliss brain, which is very dear to a lot of the practices that I've put out on the planet. And basically what he said, and this is really important about the habit part, consistency and habit. He said, learning to practice, like, and this is what we do in the pod, everybody's learning to practice going a little bit higher every day. You don't try to get to, you know, a bliss brain overnight. You learn about the things that could be environmentally blocking you, like the noise, the things that are too distracting. And then what you do is you practice quieting your mind, being in the mind of Christ, paying attention and scanning your body so that it's moving through your entire body, and then watching what, you know, what takes you out of that bliss-centered space. And the quiet mind is the mind of God, the peace of God, the mind that is almost still. And that's the mind that doesn't have any of the exterior, what are people thinking about me, how am I going to respond, really the survival part of your brain, which is why I've explored this for so long. It's moving into a higher state and a transcendent state. And I've got to tell you, you cannot do it unless you get into some practice. It could be 5 minutes to notice what you feel when your brain waves, when your mind is slowed down and you're at peace. And once you taste that and you practice that 5 minutes every day, you could start with a minute just to know that peace. And once you do that, you drip that into your nervous system. Your brain recognizes, that's who I really am. That's the peace. I'm that peace. I'm the peace of God. I'm not the person running around, following everybody else, doing what they want me to do, reacting to them. No. My real self, my true self, is this peaceful oneness with Christ. And that's why I wrote the article, is to, I've spent, I mean, God, Lord knows, I did it the exact, like most people that I know, everybody has been trained to follow the outside world. And now we're going to be learning that with this money, the greatest gift we could bring the world is to bring a much more centered in Christ peace being. And that's why I wrote the teaching.
Okay. Now, when are you going to get to what I said?
Excuse me. I don't laugh.
It's okay. I'm only kidding, Sue.
No.
You don't have to say anything about me.
I want to. Thank you for the reminder. I just was aware of the time. I just really liked that you were connecting, because so many people on this call will relate to nature and will relate to attuning, and there's so much research on what happens both visually when you get outside and you expand your visual field, which also expands your tons of research on expanding the scope of your vision to enhance and expand the way your mind is perceiving reality, to listening to the natural frequencies around you, and what that does to your biofield and your rhythm and all that. All of these, everything that you brought, Bruce, was a wonderful example of your direct experience of knowing what brings not only you, but millions of people that a lot of people don't know that getting out in nature can influence and heal their and quiet their mind, their brain, their nervous system, and bring them back into attunement with God's greater reality. So I loved what you said. Sorry, I just was concerned about the time.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm just reminded of one of the Eagles songs, Peaceful, Easy Feeling. And I was just thinking, you know, that sometimes that's what we get. You know, a peaceful, easy feeling when we're able to get quiet and we're able to be, you know, in contact with God through prayer, meditation, and just listening to God speak to us. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Thanks for creating that teaching, actually. And appreciate the comments that you made, Bob, as well, very much so. So let's do this. Let's move into the prayer request time Thursday
night.
Can you
just hold on a second? If I don't get something to drink, I'll expire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your expiration date is not today.
It's dramatic. Yeah. It's just.
You shall not expire. But
my throat
goes
funky tonight, and I want to be.
You get your drink, and I'll let this kitty cat in. Hold on, I'm still there. Okay.
This is called the real life big call.
Yeah, it is. Things happen during the call. Sometimes things happen. Yeah. So this is Thursday night. This is prayer request night. So let's see, Sue, if any prayer requests showed up for us tonight.
I just have to find. Okay, yes. So we have one prayer request that's, we have a first prayer request, And what I'd like everybody to do is, it's very important, and Bruce, there's a little noise in the background. It's very important.
Yeah, that was me setting my water down on the table.
Okay. It's very important for people to raise their frequency in Christ a little bit. So usually what happens if people are listening to a call for a prayer request, they're sort of in their day-to-day mind, and that's not the same as kind of coming from the Holy Spirit and being in an elevated, generous, supernatural state of being. So I'd just like everybody to know and remember what it's like to be merged with the Christ within them and Christ, and feel that love and that joy and that healing power. Feel that coming into you, so that as conduits, you've given your very best energy to these prayer requests. And our first is for a beautiful friend and a member of the pod, Liana. Her daughter had a heart attack, so her name is Julie. We want to see Julie and her mother, Liana, who's been struggling with health issues and being very challenged. We want to see them surrounded in the most beautiful, radiant, healing light. So imagine that you're seeing these two women, one who's had a heart attack, and Liana, who's been struggling with her heart and her head and not sleeping well. We want to see them cleared of any interference, and that their energy is moving smoothly like radiant streams of golden light in Christ through their body. So as you're seeing that and sending that to those two, you're also receiving a healing. You're receiving a healing.
Mm-hmm.
And just see them surrounded in love, and feel the love in your heart as you're sending that Christ love to them. And we see them completely healed. We see Liana not worrying. We see her daughter Julie in joy and full recovery. This could be a cleansing of old patterns, and we see them stepping into a brand new health journey in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And now,
wait a minute.
Just got another one from our beautiful friend, Faith, and we're going to say a prayer for Faith, and you're going to relate to this, Bruce. Her kitty passed away.
No.
And so we're going to pray. I know. I mean, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sorry, Faith. I know. I don't know your kitty's name.
We don't know your kitty's name. If you send it really quick, I'll get it out on the call, Faith. But we see beautiful Faith, who's the most extraordinary, devoted, supernatural, unbelievable, tenacious woman, and her beautiful kitty. We see them joined, and though her kitty transitioned, she's with her forever as a soul and as a light and as a guardian. And so we just honor how significant and difficult that is when you have a pet, and the purity of that love and the connection of that love. And even though she's not in the physical, she's always with you in the spiritual, and you are one. And we just ask that all healing, all love, all of our love is surrounding you in Christ's name, and the perfect healing and the perfect transition for you, dear Faith, is occurring.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Sue, I had a kitty
Mary
cat
Catherine.
Named Sue.
Mary Catherine.
What was the name of the cat?
Mary Catherine.
Mary Catherine. Mary Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Catherine Kitty Cat. That's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Faith, I had a cat once that very special to me and my late wife, Paula. And his name was Lucky Good Boy Kitty. And Lucky was quite a great kitty. And I remember when he passed away, and I went to Sunday school, I think it was that day. Yeah, I think he passed away the night before, and then Saturday night, and then Sunday I went to Sunday school, and, you know, at some point we stood up and talked about things. Well, I stood up, and I told the whole class. Now, this was a large Sunday school class of about 70, and 70 to 90 people. And, man, it affected me so deeply. I just cried. I wept great tears. Wept like a baby. Because that kitty was so much a part of my life. And I understand what it's like for you and Mary Catherine Kitty Cat. I'm adding the extra name. Faith. And, you know, these animals, when you don't have children, in my case, you know, they're special. They're very special to us, and they are family. They are our kids. And so my heart goes out to you, Faith. I know what that's like. I know what that's like. And, yeah, I appreciate you sending in that prayer request. So we pray for the peace that passes all understanding to come over you, and then at this time in your life, this time of grief, and let it be... you know, it's like nobody knows, you know, says, well, will our pets be with us in heaven? Will they be there? And there's nothing said in Scripture that we can say about it. But a lot of people believe that our animals, our puppy dogs and kitties will be there in heaven with us. And I believe they will, too. So, Sue, any other prayer requests tonight?
Yes. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Hold on. Let's get there. We have from Pastor Scott. You see, and Genia.
Yay.
So we had a bunch of, you know. Thank you. Okay, so here's Pastor Scott. Tonight's request is for the millions in Big Call Universe who have stayed true to this call. Bruce had led us all the way through. We are blessed because of this team. It's about time to change the world. Sue, for some reason you haven't received my recent emails. Tuesday I talked about an opportunity to tell my new story. It's at a larger church, two services in a week or so, that goes perfectly with Tuesday's theme. I guess that was me telling about my new class, about telling a new story. Big Call Universe, I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. I pray you get this. And yes, we did get this one. I did not get
anything. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Yep.
And now, to conclude, we have Jeannie, which is Thursday, February 15th, Singles Awareness Day. All may not agree, but celebrate your independence, moxie, and unique style today. Yes.
Yep.
Friday, February 16th, Innovation Day. If you want to pursue a career in technology, then this day is for you. National Caregivers Day. We honor individuals who selflessly provide physical and emotional support to those who need it most. Saturday, February 17th, History of National Random History. Not just National Random Acts of Kindness Day. The History of National Acts of Random Acts of Kindness Day. One can never go wrong with kindness, and there can never be too much of it. The idea behind National Random Acts of Kindness Day is to cultivate feelings of kindness and brighten someone else's day. World Human Spirit Day. Celebrate World Human Spirit Day in Zenful fashion. Meditate, be thankful, and stay confident. Who Shall I Be Day? What is this? What is this Saturday?
Oh, that's day is Who Shall I Be Day?
It's Saturday the 17th.
Okay.
Oh, wait until you hear the next one. God, Jeannie, where do you... I've got to find out where she's getting these. Let us explore the importance of setting future goals and start working for a brighter future, especially with humanitarian projects. Check this out. National Tennis Pro Day. Gotta go find me a tennis pro. Time
Watch
to
out,
give
you got
credit.
One right here.
Hey, let's see here.
It's okay. I was just falling against the backboard.
Okay. I know. God. Best sound in the world. Time to give credit to the ones that taught us to ace the game. Yeah, that's true. Sunday,
yeah,
February 18th. Daytona pole day. Join car racing fans from all over the world for an experience that lasts a lifetime. Today
Daytona 500.
Today we pray to our Heavenly Father for the following.
Yes.
For leaders and listeners on the big call, for their health, joy, happiness, love, and financial stability. We continue to pray for Pastor Scott's health issues and Bruce's eyesight.
Also praying for
med beds to be available very soon for everyone.
Yes.
We continue to pray for all the prayer requests in the past on this call that still have not been answered. R&R, SS increases. May everyone be blessed, stay positive, and healthy. Have a great weekend. Let's pray that this RV blessing finally comes to fruition.
Yes.
Through Jesus Christ, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Thanks.
Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie, for that. Appreciate that. Now, just to say this, I've said before, the R&R and the increase in social will not happen, in my opinion, before the RV happens. So we got to get this RV to come through, and then R&R, and then social can happen. But the other thing is what was the other thing we were going to talk about? The med beds, I'm told, will be available about 5 or 6 days after the start of our exchanges. About 5 or 6 days. It's not going to be a public announcement. It'll be by referral only. And as you, and especially ZIM holders and people that are in dire need, when they go into their appointment, they let the people know, hey, I need to get in one, and they will key in whatever they need to key in to get you going on that, and then you'll be contacted on when you can go in for your appointment, your med bed appointment. And each person will have 6 people, once you go in for your appointment, 6 people that you know that you have their name and phone number to bring to the med bed location and let them know who these people are by name and phone number, by need, and dire need goes first. So they will contact them, and then they'll be able to go in. In other words, it's going to be by referral process, not some national announcement or anything rollout like that. It's all going to be sort of moderately hush-hush. That's what's going to happen. And I just, while we're talking about med beds, I found out today there are somewhere in the vicinity, believe it or not, of 60 to 62,000 pairs of med beds in each med bed location. So they have two med beds in each location, 60 to 62,000 of those locations in the U.S. alone, just here. Okay.
So they're really going to roll it out. Yeah, that's going to be a pretty strong rollout.
Well, it'll be incredible. Oh, yeah. You should be able to get to one within, 45 minutes to an hour, and possibly longer out west where the distances are longer between cities. But, that's the story on those. Got that today. Should have saved it for Intel. Okay. Well, thank you, Jeannie. That was great. Anything else in the way of prayer requests?
That's it,
Nothing
Bruce.
Else to, okay. Well, let's go to this, Sue. Let's go to your segment. We know you've got a class set up that starts tomorrow. Why don't you fill us in on that and anything else that you can think of?
Thank you for that, Bruce. And I just want everybody to be aware of two kind of interesting thoughts. As you get ready to go into your life, into your new life, your ultimate life, think about how you handle making decisions. And the reason why that's important is, and I'm referencing Daniel Kahneman again, he wrote the book Thinking Fast and Slow. And he talks about two ways our minds work, you know, thinking really fast and thinking really slow. And one of the biggest things that you can do, hold on a second, one of the biggest things that you can do is upgrade how you make your decisions and not making them under pressure, not making them, you know, because somebody else tells you what to think. These are going to be very crucial new skills to upgrade. And what we've done, I'm going to talk about the golden bundle first, Bruce, because we're going to bring that out. We didn't offer it on Tuesday. What we did on the golden wisdom bundle is we took three of, it's called neuroeconomics, which is the science of behavior and how your brain makes a decision. We took another author by the name of Antonio Damaso, which is about, he talks about emotion and decision. And then we took Daniel Kahneman's kind of approach, and in the Golden Wisdom Bundle, this is how I want you to look at it. What you're going to get is how to rewire your brain with the meditations we give you so you can slow down, you can reflect, but you can be, just like Bob pointed out, very focused and very conscious of the decisions you make and the people you surround yourself with so we can create a healthy society. Can you imagine being able to listen to, you know, one or two a week classes where you're going to get to rethink like how you make decisions, and there are going to be decisions that you're going to be making as you move forward on this journey. The wealth managers, how to handle people, how to pick out people that know how to collaborate, how to think about and be in a room and designing the way people are going to work in the future. All of these are really based on two things, and I'll get to the new class. It's the decisions that you've made, which are in the past, and then the new decisions and the new stories you're going to tell yourself. The new stories you're going to have your team telling yourself. So on the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and those are five different classes, and it's a $550 value, and we're going to bring it out just for a few days until Monday. For $300, you're going to learn the science of making better decisions. And how can you tell this might be something that would be valuable for you? One question. Do I trust myself? That's it. Do I trust myself? And if you hesitate on that question and you're nervous about trusting yourself and being really clear in Christ who you are, then you need to upgrade and start to know yourself as having the confidence, the decision-making, and the new identity in Christ that has you calm and resourceful, and you get the skills. These are, for a lot of people that have been in the classes that I've taught, they've been in a very busy very outer directed. Most people have a pretty, and think about this for a second. Think about the friends you're around. Like, most people have a pretty fragmented, random picture of themselves as making good decisions. It's very random. They don't, either they're not trusting how they're caring for their body, they're not trusting how they do this. It's, you get this feeling that it's very not consolidated. Well, what this will do is, now that you're going to have the free time, you can listen to these classes and you're going to hear peers that are learning to focus. To focus, just like you heard Bob say, there's a way for you to focus so you can be more coherent. So your life, your values, your quiet sense of self, your joy, all come into alignment. And that's what you really need. So that's why we call it the Golden Wisdom Bundle. It walks you through these areas that you're going to be navigating. It makes it fun. You're going to be with peers. And the bottom line is, literally from everybody in the classes that take the classes, I wish somebody would text me that takes a class, and I could say, okay, this really worked for me. But they literally get more coherent. They get more stable, and clearer, and more joyful. So if you want to get that, please send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put Golden Bundle 300, and then put your name, your telephone number, and that you have Zelle. And that's all you have to do. And we will get that out to you usually within anywhere from an hour to 6 hours later. Usually it's in either in the morning or later on in the evening. Now, how does that relate to our new class, which is Designing the New Stories, Attracting Top Talent, and Deliver a New Promise for Your Projects? Check this out. Think about the world post-RV. Think about the world post-RV and think about how you see the world right now. Just take a second. Think about maybe the medical field. Think about education. Think about parenting. Think about any of these domains you may be in that you're like, wow, this really needs to get better. Then think about what's going to happen when political changes start happening, methods start rolling out, new disclosure starts happening. Okay, so there it is. You're coming into a world with your projects. And I don't know, I was telling a friend about this today. It's like walking up to somebody that's been traumatized and trying to tell them that they're a really good person. They can't receive it. These are the places that I used to have to go. I would go into places that had 3 or 4 mergers, and everybody was burned out. They didn't trust the leadership. This is like my domain. That's all I've done, is go into these really hardcore, stressed out places where people don't trust at all, and I would be brought in to help them trust again. That's literally what I've done. And so there's a way. We have to get the new stories of what's possible with regenerative farming, what's going to happen with Rebuild America, and how they're going to trust the people that are coming in to tell that new story. What is that new story? Guess what? And this is where we're going to start tomorrow for anybody that's interested in this class. It's nuanced, and we're going to bring you the science of being able to sense where your people are and to develop ethical and empathic stories where you're going to be, you know, listening to what the trauma was and then being able to design something or finding out, hey, I don't want you changing my town. Hey, I like my broken down houses. I like this. You know,
there might be some of that. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of it, Bruce. I'm sorry.
No, I speak against
people,
that. No.
People are attached
to the ghetto.
I can't tell. There, are you kidding?
To the hood?
I used to get invited. I would get invited, and I would get invited to speak, and there might be some. I would get invited to speak, and then people would say, "Stay away from me. I like my cigarettes. I like my Prozac.
That's true. Don't go there.
They're very, 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 very attached to the things that they know. So you have to be very, very scientific. That's what we're going to start with tomorrow. We're going to start about the ethical and empathic design, and we're going to play with it because we want to start with, like, what is the possibility? That's really exciting. But how do we bring this to people so that we can gently, gently make these micro changes and tell and build real stories of trust?
That's right.
Trust takes time. Isn't that right? It's like anybody that knows about everything that matters knows that trust is a gentle process. It's like you deepen, you are vulnerable with people about, I remember when somebody was trying to take over my neighborhood, and I know exactly how you feel. And you can't be faking that. You've got to know that. You've got to have people on your front line that can really be present to tell these new stories. So if you're interested in, you're not going to be doing this all by yourself. I'm thinking about if Farmer John is listening to this. I'm thinking about if James is listening to this. I'm thinking about William listening to this. All these people. You are going to be doing all of this, but what it's going to do is it's going to give you the framework and an understanding of the kind of person, people, team that you're going to need to tell. And this is going to help you. What is the great story that you can tell? We're going to start with the North Star. What is the story of water and in drought areas? What's the possibility there? And then how do we bring it to people that are just, they've been repeating a story on a loop that is so negative, that is so stuck. They're so stuck. It's not easy. I spent my life transforming stuck stories. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy thing. People don't let go. It's what they know. I know this. Mm-hmm. I don't want to let go. I don't want to let go of my story. I know how to do it this way. And don't tell me that there's another way. And how can I trust you? Look at all the stuff that's happening in the world. That is what you're going to learn how to do. You're going to learn how to get into the room with you. And do you think that's just a little bit important? And all I'm going to say to you is this. Here's your new story. If you want to get skilled, if you want to be the champion of a story that works, then, and you want to be part of this, then send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. It's 4 classes. We're doing $50 at a time because we're so close. All you're going to have to do is pay $50 before the first class on Friday, the next $50 on Sunday. The class starts Friday night at 7:25. Then it's Monday
night.
That's tomorrow night. Then it's Monday, 7:25. It's an hour and a half. Tuesday, 7:25. It's an hour and a half. And Wednesday, 7:25. And you're going to be in a room, and we're going to be, it's very different this time. where you're going to be hearing people playing and learning and understanding the power of their stories and designing it so that they can get their projects launched with power and impact and sensitivity, ethical empathy, and get it done. So that's
let me check you on that, Sue. Sunday night, Friday night's the first class.
Yep.
Sunday second. Monday.
No. Let me do it. Friday night, $50 is the first class. Sunday, you will be asked to pay for the second class on Monday.
Okay, good.
Third class.
Thank you.
Third class is on Tuesday. Final class is on Wednesday. And so I think like Sunday and Monday you'll be completed for all the classes. It's $150 for 6 hours of the best practices, the science-based practices of how to get new healing stories about your projects into people's minds. So that's our class.
Excellent. That's excellent, Sue. That sounds good, and I know that this is all conditional based on, but it's going forward for tomorrow night for sure, but it's going forward conditional based on our getting their numbers and setting our appointments and going in for exchanges, right? But this is great information.
So I have I have a quick testimonial, bless you, Jay and Kay. With Sue's amazing meditations in each class, it's quieted my mind and at the same time opened my mind to new regenerative lives that are in front of us, all with joy, peace, and wisdom that fill my heart. Bless you, Ms. J.
Thank you, J&K.
J&K.
We know who you are.
Yeah. I was so loving. And that's the thing. If you listen, if you come to this call or you listen to these calls, you're going to be filled with the people that you want to surround yourself with. You're going to pick up, I need people like this. You're going to get a mental model of loving, joyful, wise, incredible people. Even that is going to transform your mind. So thank you, Judy. Thank you.
Podverse. Yep, exactly.
Potosphere.
Sue, there's a movie that I don't know if you or Bob have seen yet, but I saw it this afternoon on Prime, and it's called Joshua.
Huh.
And I looked at it, and I thought, the description's interesting. Let's check it out. Well, it ends up, it was a pretty good movie. And you got to go all the way to the end, because the very ending is really, really strong. And the guy who plays Joshua, this is modern day. This isn't Old Testament Joshua. This is modern day. But this guy, the character that plays, that's named Joshua, is sort of a type of Jesus Christ. And I thought it was, you ought to check it out, Sue. On Prime, and I'm just saying it on this call for everybody else that might be interested. I wasn't sure. Now, there's some things in the movie that I'm not a super fan of, and as you watch it, you'll know what I mean. But overall, the overall movie, the theme was really good. And so just a little movie recommendation for Big Call Universe, Joshua, on Amazon Prime. So thank you, Sue. Appreciate that segment. That was really good, and I'll do my best to cover that in my Intel segment coming shortly. Bob, it's that time again. We're halfway through the month. We're looking forward to testimonials or any new research you've picked up. But we love the fact that we have a sale, 25% off sale on bundles and also on lignans and probiotics, premium probiotics too. And so I'm interested in listening to what you would have to say about the sale, how it's going, and also about any testimonials that you might have.
Yeah, sure. But, first, Bruce, I just wanted to say I echo your sentiments about the movie Joshua.
Oh, have you seen it? Before?
Well, it came out as a book in in the 1980s.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And it's subtitled A Parable for Today. And
okay.
The author is Joseph Gerzon.
Joseph
Gerzon was a Catholic priest who left the priesthood. And so a lot of what is written in the book is teachings that are saying, well, maybe organized religions aren't taking this into consideration and that into consideration.
Exactly. Yes.
And so it's the setting for that book, although they don't say it, is in the Albany, New York area.
They called it Auburn in the movie, Bob.
Yeah.
They called it Auburn, but it was Albany.
And Auburn, Auburn is in New York, but it's over in the Finger Lakes.
I got you.
So they did that to kind of disguise it. But
Joseph
Gerzon lived in Altamont, which is a suburb in the mountains just outside of Albany. And one of the things that he criticized in the book and in the movie was a particular church in Albany, and that church was kind of, you know, people that were religious people, but they weren't really doing a lot of good things for the community, and just wasn't that great. So he criticized this church in the book. It turns out that it was a church, a specific Episcopal church in Albany he was referring to. And the people that were members of that church, when the book came out, they kind of decided to make a big change. And they hired a new pastor whose name was Reverend Robert Eggenschiller. And Robert Eggenschiller kind of came in and helped them to turn their church around. And he ended up becoming very close friends with Joseph Gerzon, who was a real person who lived there. And I was the administrator of the Episcopal nursing home at that time, and Reverend Eggenschiller sat on my board of directors.
There you go.
He used to invite me to come to the church that was referenced in that book to have dinner with him and Joseph Gerzon.
Oh, that's so neat.
And that's how I know
about the book. You're the best stories, Bob, the best.
Hey, by the way, stories. You know, I'm going next Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm going to a storytelling workshop. It goes from 9 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon.
How
are you?
By Scott Mann, who wrote the book called Last Out, and it's a book about soldiers in the war in Iraq, and their stories of what they went through, what their families went through, and he made it into a play, and he's been touring the country. I've been to see the play. He's been touring the country, putting this play on, and he's back in Tampa now, and he's doing a train-the-trainer workshop where he's training other people to train people
to be trainers,
how to be storytellers. And so the trainees they're learning need people to interact with, and so I'm going to be one of the audience members, and I get to work with Scott Mann and his new trainees that are becoming storytelling teachers.
So cool.
So that's Wednesday. Wednesday, I can go do that.
Great.
And the synchronicity that we're like all do, it's like all story all the time.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm just a little bit confused about it because, you know, Byron Katie is one of my favorite teachers. And she sells bumper stickers that say, "Who would you be without your story?"
Yeah.
Interesting.
And Eckhart Tolle always, in his lectures, is always talking about how people ruminate on their story, like what Sue was saying earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get stuck in your story, and it becomes you, even if the story is not positive.
Right.
Sue's teaching is going to be really cool, because it's like, how do I write a new story? How do I modify my story?
Mm-hmm.
How
right.
do I become anew through the creation
there you
of
go.
A new story? So anyway, that's my Joseph Garzone, Joshua story.
Well, thanks for bringing that, Bob. That's really cool. I can't believe I saw that today. And I remember you've told me this about this connection that you had in the past, but I didn't relate the movie directly to Albany and to that area that you and I are both familiar with, and Sue as well. But what's interesting, I was going to say, when Sue was doing her teaching tonight and we talked about story, I thought to myself, you are your story. You are your story. And the question is, can you change that story and bring a new chapter in your story? Can you bring a new story? And of course you can.
It's about changing. Here's let me just put it right out, and then we got to go to Bob's segment. It's about what people are identifying with.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Good, Sue.
How are they identified? Mm-hmm. Are they identified with their story, or
right.
are they like that? So.
Yep, I got it. All right, thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Bob, cool input on Joshua, a movie we both liked. And Sue will catch it and watch it probably later on. And let's see, Bob, what do you have in the way of testimonials and other things to say tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, so I have a few. This one came in yesterday, a person talking about taking the Barley and Boomer Boost together. It says, "I've been using the dynamic combo for more than a year, close to two, and I have felt much younger than my age for the time I've been taking them.
Cool.
I won't run out again." I guess he ran out and started reverting back to the old energy that he used to have.
Really?
That happens a lot. Here's another one about Good Night Formula. This gentleman sent in a cool picture of himself. And he said, this came in 6 hours ago. He goes, "My wife cannot sleep at night. She paces the floor up and down all night.
No.
But now, since I got her the Good Night Formula, she can sleep at least 4 to 5 hours most nights."
Good.
That's really great. That's going to help her live a lot longer.
That will.
This one's about collagen. This one says, "Hi, Boomers. I have to say, nice. I like the collagen. My whole body loves it. And I've only been using it for just 3 weeks. Okay. Soon I'll be ready for a fashion shoot photo.
There we
Thanks.
Go.
69 years young."
Excellent. That's great. Fashion fun. Shoot. Love that.
Yeah. So here's another thing, Bruce. I was looking at this study. It's kind of like a conglomerate of a bunch of different studies. And they were talking about what happens when you fall off the wagon with your New Year's resolutions.
Mm.
And they said that the study was saying that by the time February rolls around, 43% of the people have stopped working on their New Year's resolution.
Okay.
So this article was about how to get back on track. One way was make sure you have a workout buddy. And a workout buddy doesn't mean that you have to have someone that belongs to the same gym as you and, you know, you're going to go and pump iron all the time. It can be something as simple as one of my goals is to get better sleep. So one of the things it's going to do is set a time, set a routine. I'm going to be in bed by 11 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock, I'm going to shut off all the blue light, TV, computer, et cetera.
That's right.
Okay. Well, lots of times people will find themselves, it's, you know, now it's 10:30 and I'm still watching TV, and you know, where did the time go? And now you're off track, and then it's like, oh, the heck with it, you know. I don't like to do this anymore. Right? But if you just simply have somebody that makes a commitment to help you, to say, hey, if it ever happens that, you know, you go past the 10 o'clock time, I'm gonna remind you. Right? And you can have agreements and reminders in many different ways with many different people to help stay on track for long enough where it really becomes a habit. Right? So that was one of them. And another was to try to incorporate exercise into things that you already enjoy. And I was heading to work this morning, and there's tennis courts at the place where I live. And there's about six of them. And here we are in the morning. There's all these people out there playing tennis already. And I'll bet you not one of them was younger than 70 years old.
Wow, no kidding. Awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
Good for
and
them.
They're out there taking big swings. Like, this wasn't like padded tennis. They were running and ripping.
They're cool.
Really?
It was great.
It was great.
And it's like, but there was, you know, there was 25 people out there playing tennis. They were having fun. They were with their buddies. There was an instructor who was, you know, helping people. It's like, wow, that's really cool. It's like I was, you know, I'm close to 70, and I'm thinking, you know, of course, you know, I would never go and do such a thing with those old people. You know, they wouldn't be able to return my serve anyway. So,
right,
you know, forget about it. I'll go golfing. but then, you know, I started thinking, Bruce, about New Year's resolutions, and I started thinking about this. People really need to make it easy. So if one of your goals is to exercise and release some weight and be healthier, make it easy on yourself, right? So one of the things I did for this year was I bought a chair that's called a gym chair, G-Y-M chair, right? And I got it for $50. It folds up really easily. It doesn't take up any room at all. You can fit it in a space. It's only about 4 inches wide when you fold it up. And I just put it up permanently in my podcast room over on the side. And we hold meetings in there because there's a nice table for the podcast room. And while we're holding meetings, I exercise in the gym chair.
There you go.
And at the beginning, it was a little distracting for other people, but they quickly got used to it. And it's just a real easy way to do it. I'm thinking of getting one for my house, even though I have a gym, you know, right over in the next building.
Sure.
But people can do that. Just go online and type in gym chair, and you'll see the actual gym chair, but there's also all kinds of other ones that you can easily get. And a lot of people won't purchase exercise equipment for their home. They'll say, I don't have any room for it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you actually do, because if you look at the size of this gym chair, it's smaller than a typical dining room chair.
Right.
And if you really want to get healthy, you'll find some type of a dresser that you don't really need. Maybe one of your bedside stands you could consolidate.
Right.
And find a space, you know. I mean, the thing's so little, you could store it underneath the refrigerator. So,
wow!
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like there's, and this is something that everybody can do, right? It's just easy, and you'll be a lot more likely to be on track, especially what you'll find yourself doing, which I do when I'm working out at home, is I'll watch podcasts and YouTube videos of people like Andrew Huberman and Dr. Atiya, who have all these amazing podcasts with all these amazing scientists all about health and wellness. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, all right, let's find out what Dr. Atiya is doing today. And there's my 25-pound dumbbell. I'm going to sit on the edge of this chair. I'm going to work out while I'm watching a podcast. And you create these paired associations that get you moving, right? The other thing is this. A lot of times people won't go to work out because they're going to do something else, like go to work. And it's like, all right, well, I'm dressed up in my work clothes. Now I got to go home, change into other workout clothes and do this. By the time I get back, it's going to be 7 o'clock and feed the cats. And so you end up not working out. Well, all you have to do is a search on the internet for clothes I can wear to work and work out in.
There you go.
And it's endless. There's all these different companies that make clothes specifically for that reason. Stylish pants that you can wear to work that are also workout pants.
How about that?
And it literally goes on and on. So if you really want to be serious about it, and that's one of the things that holds you back, then do that. Right? Just do it. Get clothes you can do both in.
There you go.
And the last thing is on this one, Bruce, is a lot of times it's a matter of energy. People have low energy, so they go to work. They go and do their daily routine, their chores, whatever. Now there's no energy left to exercise. And that's where we can help people. We hear this all the time. Ever since I started taking that Boomer Boost and barley with some vitamin D, right, maybe some of our probiotics, right, I have all this energy now. And, you know, I feel much younger, and now I'm going to be a fashion model. And it's like,
love it.
And so whatever, if energy was holding you back, it doesn't have to be that way anymore. Get yourself a gym chair, some cool workout clothes that you'll feel really good in, and get yourself a total health system, and you'll be back on track, even if you got off track, you know, in January.
Sure.
And so, Bruce, the sale you were mentioning,
yes.
You still have that on. It's
okay.
A 25% off sale.
Yep.
Really great sale. And it is, we have both of our powders, the probiotics and lignans, that are on sale 25% off. And also, we have 7 different combo packs that are really great because the combo pack is already discounted. So we have, for example, a stress-less combo, which is vitamin B and ashwagandha. It's already discounted as a combo pack, and now you can get 25% off again, right? And when you get it, you actually earn points when you purchase this that you can use on your next purchase, which saves you even more money.
That's right.
And so those combos, we have an immune defense combo. We have a Sweet Dreams combo pack. We have a Brain Power pack. We have a Pro Enzyme pack. And they're all put together for specific purposes, including, you know, we've been hearing, Bruce, about people saying they can recall their dreams better now because they're taking Clarity Factor and Good Night Formula.
With their Good Night,
Get a load of this. This pack discounted before the 25% off, Good Night Formula and Clarity Factor, $47.40. And then you get to take another 25% off of that.
Wow.
That, and those are two of the best products that money can buy. That
Clarity
Factor has all kinds of things in it. We people have been buying so much of that Clarity Factor, we just had to place another order for it today. The Goodnight formula, as we know, for anybody that's been listening, it's the best one on the market. We now almost 1,000 testimonials about this now.
Just on that, right.
Yep. Get them both together at that amazing price, and you just might be like these other people in the testimonials where they're now remembering their dreams really well. There's a lot of benefit to that. There's a lot of lessons in dreams. And, you know, as long as they're not nightmares, but what you can always do, Bruce, is, you know, you can stop by, like, the Agway store, you know, the farm store, and you can and you can bring a bale of hay into your bedroom, and you can put it beside your bed. And so that way, if your dreams are not that great, you have hay to feed to your nightmares.
Oh, that's funny. I love that. I wonder where that hay was going. And you could say, what the hay?
I mean, you could be doing the story seminars. Oh, my God.
He's going to be a story. He's a griot. A griot, Sue. That means storyteller in French. A griot, as you know. And that's what you are, Bob. That's really good, man. That's going to be so cool. And yes, feed your nightmares, indeed. Well, I'll tell you what. I do remember my dreams, and I do meditate on those in the morning a little bit. And it's amazing. And, of course, for me, that I can't see right now and see color, I love to dream because I've got my eyesight and my color I can see in the dreams. It's great. I love it. Well, Bob, let's let them know how to get to the website. First, you go to bigcalluniverse.com. When you're on our website, you see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link into Bob's website, into the Boomers website. So you'll get in there, and you'll be able to read all the product descriptions. You'll see the products on sale. You'll see those combo packs, and you'll see what those are including with 25% off. To be on top of that, when you put a combo pack in, it'll come out at a discounted price plus the 25% off, like that sweet sleep combo. That's a cool one. That's how I'm going to buy it in the future now, probably tomorrow, make my call to do that. And, yeah, that's a great idea. So use that to get on the site, and then you'll see all the podcasts at the footer of the page. You'll see the archived YouTube broadcast that Bob's done at the bottom. That's really cool. You can bring those up. And don't forget, the toll-free number to call in to Boomers is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. For a little bit longer, we're on Standard Time. So call tomorrow. Listen, most of the time on a Friday, you might have to leave a message. They'll call you right back. When they get off the line, they'll call you back, and then you'll be able to put your order in that way or ask a question or ask for information on the circulation mat that Bob talked about Tuesday night. And, you know, get that information for you, because that's a really big thing to increase your circulation 30%. Good for peripheral neuropathy, good for any capillary action in your body, even in your heart, as Bob talked about Tuesday. They have those capillaries and those fine little exchanges of blood. You need to expand those, and those can get expanded with the circulation mat. All right, so do that. Ask about it. They'll send you or give you information by email that you can look at on the circulation mat. Anything else you can think of, Bob?
No, nothing else for tonight, Bruce. It's 10:31.
Okay, well, thank you. Yep, we went a little long. I was a little chatty tonight, so that's what happened there. But that's okay. Let's go into the Intel segment. And thank you, Bob, for that. Appreciate that information. That's really cool. Sue did a beautiful job Tuesday night with those three intel points. Let's go back to where we are based on some information that I got yesterday and kind of morphed a little bit today. According to one of our strong sources, we have a three-day ease-in period or a rollout that was supposed to start today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I believe what's important to us is day two and day three, which is Friday and Saturday of our three-day rollout period. And this corresponds with information that we have from other sources that are related to our bond sellers. And these bond paymasters have connections that let them know that we are in the position now where bondholders are about to receive their emails because their funds are moving in their direction to go into their accounts, and they're looking to receive emails either tomorrow or Saturday and have access to their funds on tomorrow or Saturday. This is based on information from upper paymasters that are giving them this information. So their Friday, Saturday, which they expect to be receiving those funds and having access to spend, have spendability of those funds. They'll get 10% of their total from their bond transactions. They'll get 10% to last them for the first 90 days, for 3 months. And then after that, they get the remaining 90% that would be in their accounts that they can actually spend and use for whatever they're doing with it. It's not too dissimilar from us. Okay, if we're running parallel with Tier 3 bond sellers or bond, yeah, we're at the position where we could get notified as well Friday or Saturday with our notifications and hopefully start by Saturday for exchanges. If we do that, we should be able to receive the emails from Wells Fargo, get the 800 number in the email, or you could get it from our website or an email that we send out to you if you've registered on our site for that. And then you'll be able to set your appointment, go for your exchange, hopefully as early as Saturday. Don't know about tomorrow. I'm looking to get notified tomorrow, but I don't have a time exactly as to when. And bondholders don't have a time that they've been told to look for their emails for their access to funds. But the good news is we're running pretty close to a parallel track with Tier 3. They don't really want anybody that's already, like if you're a whale and you've been in Tier 3 and you're a super whale or a whale and you've got funds in your account, those guys have not been allowed to spend those funds yet, or they'd have an unfair advantage over us. They want Tier 3 and Tier 4, A and B, to receive funds at approximately the same time, to have access to our funds, and then be able to make the purchases that we want to make, do what we want to do with those funds, start up-leveling humanity through ministries and other charitable organizations that we know, blah, blah, blah. But it's a situation where we should be able to get started, hopefully, within the next couple of days. Now, we know that there are things that are happening behind the scenes. We know that we have had martial law in 24 states, sort of on the down low, but they've been listening to calls, they've been watching financial transactions, and they'll do that. They'll continue to watch those for forever, probably. But certainly for us, if we're under a 30-day NDA, a 60, a 90, or 120-day, they're going to make those decisions about your non-disclosure agreement based on how they perceive you at the Redemption Center in that 30-minute period. They will determine, hey, we think this one's a loose cannon. We're going to jack his NDA up to 120 days and watch him like a hawk. This other people that come in, these other people come in, they've kind of got a nice countenance, they've got a nice attitude about things. They're going to be, they approached the Redemption Center staff, you know, with a quality presentation. All of that was really well done. Hey, they might say, oh, they look pretty trustworthy. I think we look at maybe a 30-day NDA for these guys. So they're going to determine that at the Redemption Center based on how you present yourselves. Okay? The other thing is, when we go in, I've told you guys this before, provided you have enough currency or enough ZIM, which obviously if you're a ZIM holder, you have enough to cover what I'm about to tell you, because when you set up your quantum account and you have your quantum card, which is only used to access the quantum account to move funds from your quantum to one of your bank accounts, like Wells Fargo for me, I'll move it to my primary Wells Fargo account and then maybe move other funds later to my LLC accounts. That's how we set it up to go. I'll do your LLC accounts underneath the primary account, which is under my master trust. So think about that in terms of your estate planning and how your attorney wants you to set that up or recommends that you set that up. But we're going to have access to as much as $10.5 billion on day one that we can put from our quantum account into our primary Wells Fargo account. And anything that's in the primary account could earn interest at a pretty favorable rate. And, of course, that rate has changed back and forth a bunch of times in the last couple of years. So let's see what they offer you in the Redemption Center on a rate of interest. It's APY, annual percentage yearly. APY is how they put it this time. So keep that in mind. And then that has to last you, think $10.5 billion would last you for 90 days? Yeah, I think so, for most of us. And then the remainder of the funds that we have left over that's in the quantum account, you have access to after 90 days. So don't worry about that. I think it's set up that way so we don't move too much money too fast into our own accounts and blow out the banks. Banks are going to do well. And realize this, if you go to the Redemption Center, which I recommend all of you do, with an appointment, it's the only way you'll get in, with an appointment that you set by calling the toll-free number that we're looking for, the 800 number. When you call and set that appointment, you'll go in for a 30-minute appointment to do a lot of stuff. So there's not going to be a whole lot of time for chatter. They're going to want you in and out. It's pretty much that way. It'll be easy. It'll be quick. And you'll probably come out of there going, what just happened? You want to be conscious during this appointment. You want to be thinking not about all kinds of ancillary things, but just about what's going on, what they're saying. Look them in the eyes. Read them. And read the paperwork that they give you to read, your NDA, anything else. You'll do your presentation. They'll count and verify your currencies, plural, on the De La Rue machine. They have those set up, multiple De La Rue machines that you'll have. And they'll be, I mean, it's going to go quick. It's going to go quickly. If you have bonds and you have bonds that haven't been done yet, take those with you. You better have your provenance with the bonds and, you know, to show how you received them, who they came from, what was the chain of ownership, how that worked, all that in your provenance you should have with you. If you take some bonds with you, sheet bonds, boxes of bonds, you take those in addition to your currency and your ZIM bonds, which are bearer bonds, your little ZIM notes, those are great. And, you know, you'll be able to exchange those currencies, and it's just going to be quick. It's just going to be fairly quick. You think about it. They're setting up one quantum account for you. They're setting up one primary bank account with Wells for you. And that's all you've got time for in terms of banking. They're going to be telling you, you know, how much currency you have in USN dollars, United States notes. When are those USNs going to come out? Don't know exactly. Shouldn't be very much longer before we see those. We could have an EBS announcement we're hearing even over this weekend coming. I think political change, we're looking to have a President Trump return. We heard the latest dates were from tomorrow, Friday, to the following Friday, so possibly from a week from tomorrow in that time frame. Within that week, that could be really good. What else is going on, guys? What Sue mentioned about Zimbabwe on Tuesday night's call, yeah, Zimbabwe, that article that was put out, they actually have had their new Zimbabwe gold-backed dollar for about 3 months now, but they just announced it in that Bloomberg article, when was it, yesterday? No, Tuesday. They announced it Tuesday in the Bloomberg. So, you know, that's really good. I think it just shows the strength. And my understanding about Zimbabwe was, you know, they've have so many resources in the ground. They have all kinds of diamonds and jewels and stuff. They still have oil. They've got gold. They've got, you know, lots of things that give their currency value. And my understanding was Zimbabwe may be the sort of the reserve currency of Africa, the actual regional currency for the continent, the dark continent of Africa, which is so cool, because there you'll find that Zimbabwe is really quite a country in terms of their capabilities and their assets and their resources. So we'll see how all that shakes out. Otherwise, we're looking at a very strong weekend, we think, unless, you know, we know that there's cleanup. We know there's always continued arrests being made. But I think we're at the point now, we're at the point of no return. We can get this thing done, and we can move in and get everything that we wanted to under our plan B. So that's all I've got to say tonight, bring up to speed. We're just about there. But, you know, guys, this thing has changed so many times. That's why it's so important that we keep praying it in. But stay focused on your plan A, but look forward to your plan B for blessing. I mean, I know I've been saying that for a long time, and I'm still saying it now, because this is about to happen. We hope this is the weekend that it does take place. Here it is, the 15th of the month, and we're looking forward to this taking place so we can get on with our new lives, our new story. So don't forget, if you're interested in Sue's new class that starts tomorrow night, Friday night at 7:25 p.m., make sure that you get an email to her tonight so you can be pre-registered for that class that starts tomorrow. And it's on designing your new story. Designing your new story. And it's four classes that'll start tomorrow night, Friday, and then we'll resume on Monday, Tuesday, and finish Wednesday. And she's charging $50 for the first three classes, 50, 50, and 50, and she'll let you know when you send the emails how to pay for those on Zelle. Z-E-L-L-E, Zelle. Zelle, as the Germans would say. Zelle. All right? So, send Sue an email to integratedmindshushmail.com, and then in the subject line put designing the new story. Designing the new story. And it's $50 per class day, except for Wednesday would not be charged. We'll take care of that on Tuesday. So, this is a great opportunity. Make sure that you have your name and your cell phone number in your email in case she needs to text you for any reason. But that's the way to be reserved on the class. Just let you know, let her know I'm in. I'm in for the class. I'm in. Also, last minute chance for bundles. The bundles have resumed. The Golden Wisdom Bundle is $300. And for those that haven't got it, this is a remarkable collection of five courses that each had four classes. So you have 30, let's see, how would that be right? Five times four. You have 20 classes with 30 hours plus of classroom participation, and it's interactive, it's fun, it's funny, there's meditation in the beginning. Sue is just a master at handling these classes with her pod. And so be sure to get that if you don't have that yet. And you do it the same way by sending her an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And then in the subject line, you'd put Golden Wisdom Bundle $300. $300. Payable by Zelle. So send that off. If you don't have that yet, you'll get caught up and brought up to speed with everything that you need to know moving into your new future. So that's what you should do. That's what I highly recommend. Now, as far as where we are, guys, we're looking good for us to get started by or before the weekend. Pay attention to emails tomorrow and Saturday. If you haven't registered on bigcalluniverse.com, you can register your email on that, and then we will send you an email blast when the numbers come out to include the 800 number. We're also supposed to be able to put it on the landing page of our website, the 800 number to use to call. So we'll have all that as soon as we get it. We'll put it out. Bob and Raleigh will help me get that out. And other than that, I'm going to pray the call out and look forward to having a great weekend. We're going to see where it goes this weekend. Lord God, we thank you so much for everything that you've done so far for us to get us to this point. Thank you for everybody on the big call, my co-hosts, Sue and Bob, and contributors like GCK, and Pastor Scott and Jeannie and everybody in the satellite team, the SAT team that gets this show out to so many countries around the globe, a lot of people. And thank you for that. That's a real bonus. We appreciate that, the SAT team on that. And thank you, everybody that's listening and has been listening for, well, we're in our 13th year. We're 2 months into our 13th year now, and we thank you for everybody who's been listening to the Big Call all this time, and we just pray and bless all of you. So let's pray this call out. Lord God, thank you for continuing information that's coming in. Thank you for our start, which we hope will be tomorrow or Saturday. Lord God, thank you for blessing our nation, bringing about the political change we need, And Lord God, thank you for everything that you're doing for each of us to financially bless us now and keep us healthy, healed, and whole. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody have a great night. God bless you and have a great weekend, and we'll see you on the other side.